kiss me. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 11th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, our argument here is that to successfully organize, to design a global alternative to the regime of class, reclaiming our human energy globally, we have to address the actual conditions that power has used to defeat our organization. Agent infiltration and EMF, electromagnetic force, weapons. These actual conditions then become assumptions of our activism and only focuses of it in the sense of, in the case of agents, structuring our practice to eliminate the possibility of agents undermining it. And in the case of EMF weapons, to protect ourselves against them. Protection against EMF weapons means doctors willing to be Miklos's, tracing the physiological effects of these various weapons on our bodies, devising tests that confirm them. For instance, at times I taste metal. So is there a saliva test? And I've mentioned before, the iron in our bodily fluids when this is being done to us. So that we can document the existence of these physiological effects. Because we got to get the conversation going. There is no discussion of like one of the main reasons why we have not been able to maintain our organization, maintain our focus, our forward momentum, why we're always getting undermined and defeated. The main factors are never discussed. And so that's a guarantee for not being successful. So we got to change that. And it means folks who can design low-cost detection devices and others with means to help disseminate them. It means folks willing to create the online mechanisms for organizing global general strikes. I mean, truly, if we were to just get focused. Let me rephrase that. When we just get focused. We will find it amazingly easy. I mean, we have the luxury of certain legal protections in the West, let's say. And so even though I'm focusing on here in the U.S. because we have the right to pursue happiness codified in the Declaration of Independence, and I'm talking about as a people, that there is also, I think, a responsibility greater responsibility for the West, quote unquote, in general, as the beneficiaries of practices of unequal exchange, which were necessary from the perspective of power to create the hierarchy that legitimates the system. And we've talked about that in the past, I'm sure. It's so intrinsic to what we call class that we have to touch on it from time to time, inevitably. It is another word, in fact, for class. Okay, so we need folks to develop mechanisms for organizing global general strikes, but also to counter the attempts to suppress those mechanisms, which is inevitable. See, once we get clear through our discussions of the mindset of these guys, and it becomes obvious what they have to do in order to survive. And we have the gift of greater empathy, so we need to use that. And we need discussion. Various venues and platforms for propagating those discussions, particularly in neighborhoods. And we'll be discussing this next week, the degree to which, when I talk about agent infiltration, I'm not talking just about movements. I'm talking about into all aspects of our existence under class. I mean, this is something that they have been preparing for, this in-game time when the resources run out and they consider themselves the stewards of Plato's dream. And so they follow that playbook pretty carefully, and Plato advised them. You got to manage the population. Don't allow it to get too large such that it threatens your rule. I mean, that's a whole discussion group in and of itself. Although I think that's a luxury we can't afford at the moment, because we got to start visualizing that alternative and addressing the issues that get in the way of our believing we deserve to be free, to live our gifts freely, share them without coercion. And, you know, certain phrases that I think might be helpful when we start organizing in our communities, because they are, is the point I started with. They are organizing in our communities. And I'm not just talking about on the level of infiltration of the media and the arts, which is obvious because those are the thoughts that occupy folks' heads. So yeah, they're going to be, that's the front line there. But I'm talking about, you know, just buying up land and real estate in areas where there had been progressive movements and being the ones who write those letters to the editor. You know, most of us are, you know, too busy living righteous lives and helping each other and loving each other. But no, they are actively involved in crafting public opinion. And we haven't talked about that. We will. We are. We have to. You know, those are barriers that have to be addressed to our believing we deserve our freedom. And we must urge ourselves on, despite what seems like a world set against it, acknowledging that it's very challenging to confront a global set of rulers who stay hidden. That's why they do it. That's why they developed that technique in the aftermath of the French Revolution. They didn't want their necks to be visible ever again.